This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
تعالى الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. My beloved brothers and sisters, I welcome all of you in this another beautiful, inshallah, webinar, the live webinar on a very, very pertinent and important topic, the power of positive thinking. First of all, we thank and we are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for bringing up and helping us to get into this beautiful session, inshallah. And we thank each and every one, the brothers and sisters who worked around behind this program. And of course, I would like to extend my gratitude to all of you for being here with us to learn about our deen and different facets of Islam. Walhamdulillah. My beloved brothers and sisters, the topic, power of positive thinking, is anyways important. And it becomes more important in the times we're living in. We're living in a time where we are seeing and facing and witnessing so many challenges, so many calamities, so many problems and issues. The need of being positive is much more of importance during these times. And subhanAllah, we need to understand and acknowledge that, alhamdulillah, Islam being a way of life helps us to find solutions and to find recipes in all the facets of life. And it gives guidance in a way that is practical, in a way that brings us towards closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My beloved brothers and sisters, Islam is a beautiful way of life. And alhamdulillah, we, the believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, must feel that positive experience and feeling and testify to this fact that alhamdulillah, we are blessed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed on us Islam, which shapes our life and brings us and keeps us on the state of total well-being. Walhamdulillah. My beloved brothers and sisters, the function of the brain is to control thoughts. And subhanAllah, it is the engine of our body. It actually navigates what you want to do in your life. And that is the reason we say you are what you think. So if you think that you're at good and nice state, then you are in the nice state. If you think that you are in a miserable situation, in a very sad situation, then you are in that state. So you are what you think, right? Now, we have choices. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us choice to fill our mind with positive thinking or negative thinking. And our brain is like a container. You know, you fill the container either with positivity or with negativity. It's up to us purely to understand and to take this decision that how do we actually want our mind to be, right? Now, according to the recent study, an average human being, he actually has over 6,000 thoughts every single day. Although there are studies which says, or research which says that a human has every single day, 50 to even 70,000 thoughts. But regardless of these statistics, we need to acknowledge that human does have thousands of thoughts every single day. We need to have a closer view and focus on how these thoughts are. Are these thoughts which comes to our mind are positive or they are negative? Subhanallah, our mind is, as I said, it's a container, and it has a very powerful, way of thinking. Subhanallah, it is very powerful. It has a capacity which is, subhanallah, humongous. So you can imagine every single day our mind can actually, have thousands of thoughts. So obviously, to control these thoughts is of dire importance. And to have a closer view of these thoughts are of significant, way. So what we need to do is we have less or no control for incidents, circumstances, or situations. But we do have control on our minds. We do have access to control our thoughts. And that's what we are going to learn in this webinar, inshallah, how to utilize the power of positive thinking, in an Islamic perspective. Subhanallah, this is of huge importance. My beloved brothers and sisters, we need to realize that, subhanallah, on an individual level and on a global level, we are tend to incline towards negativity, or we face or encounter negativity every step of our life. Subhanallah. We need to make sure that how do we protect and keep a shield between us and those negative thoughts, and bring the positive energy, bring the positive thinking into our minds. So this is an ongoing struggle. So I call it as a process. It is a process where you need to ensure that you keep on struggling and striving to be in a state of well-being, and that comes with a positive thinking. So let us know what positive means. Subhanallah, it is a desirable or constructive quality or attribute. So obviously, positive or positivity, it demands something which is constructive, something which is good, something which builds people and things. Subhanallah. So this is positive thinking, the process or to consider or reason something. This is thinking, Subhanallah, this is something which we need to understand, because a lot of times we want to be positive. Many people, they want to be positive, but they don't know how to actually trigger those positive thoughts in their minds. And they don't know, or they are not aware of such ways and strategies, how they can actually be in an optimistic state. Subhanallah. So that's what we're going to dive in, understanding its importance and benefits. What do we actually achieve? Why do I need to be positive, in my thinking? How? What is the reason? What's the outcome? What's the benefit for being positive? And this is a very powerful question, because a lot of times we, subhanAllah, get trapped into negativism. As such, it leads to negative results. And that's the state which we do not want to be. But unfortunately, because not knowing these realities and these strategies prescribed in Islam, we tend to be a person who gets into a trap of this negativism. Subhanallah. So we need to answer this very clearly. Why do we need to think positive? Why? Reason number one, it brings peace of mind. Subhanallah. We need to be positive in our thinking because it brings peace of mind. And this is something which is seriously and sincerely lacking in the minds or in the lives of many people. Subhanallah. And subhanallah, it has nothing to do with money. It has nothing to do with status. It has nothing to do with position. It has nothing to do with the wealth or the material things. It is to do with your internal state of being good. Subhanallah. So being positive brings peace of mind. That is the reason we have to think positive. Because if we think positive, we will do things which are positive. We will say things which are positive, which will lead us to positive outcome, inshallah, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, fi dunya wal-akhirah, in this world and in the hereafter. As Muslimin, as believers, we do not limit our thinking only to this world. This is very, very important for us to remind ourselves that our thinking, our positive thinking, does not restrict to this world. It goes beyond this life, which is the hereafter, al-akhirah. So it's very powerful. So the reason number one, or the benefit number one, or the outcome of being positive thinker, is it brings peace of mind. That's number one. Number two, it keeps our relations healthy. You know, you will see, and you might have experienced, positive people, they have more friends. Positive people, they are connected with more people. Positive people are liked and loved by many people. As opposed to those who are negative people, who are people who tend to, you know, show or display their behavior of negativity, they do not have close affiliates with them. So the benefit of thinking positive is it will basically keep your relations healthy, be it your family relations or the relations outside your family. Reason number three, it improves your physical well-being. And you need to understand this, subhanallah. Physiologically, you will improve. Your health will improve if you think positively. You know, when we see and hear and witness people who have depression, anxiety, you know, distress, you know, disappointed, disheartened of so many things. Why? Because they lack positive thinking, you know, and that's the reason. Physically speaking, they are not in the good or well, their well-being is compromised, subhanallah. So that's number three reason why do we need to be positive in our lives. Reason number four, it keeps you moving without seizing your energy. Allahu Akbar. Positive people, they find alternatives in their lives. They don't stop. They keep on moving. They keep on moving. They don't drop themselves. They don't lose hope. They do not fall. Or even if they fall, they learn from their falls. They learn from their failures. They learn from their mistakes. And they run after that. They get up. They don't give up. They get up. They don't give up. So positive people, they actually keeps on moving. That is, again, a beauty in itself. And subhanallah, the fifth outcome is it makes your life, your overall life, beautiful. You know, if you think positively, if you say what is positive, if you feel what is positive, if you experience what is positive, you move on in your life and you deal with any and every kind of situation boldly. And remind myself that this is not in the absence of the problems or the bad things that might happen to me or to you. We as human being is bound to be tested. This is a given rule of life. Allah Rabbul Izzah, He says, and we talked about this in our previous sessions as well. Allah says in Surah Al-Mulk, Surah number 67, Ayah number 2, Allah Rabbul Izzah, He says, أَلَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah has given life and death so that He may test you, which is to see which one of you is in best of conduct. So we all our performance in this world. This world is a field where you and I are here to perform. We cannot be out of the field. We have to be in the field and we need to perform. And those who perform better scores well in the sight of Allah subhanahu ta'ala. So subhanallah, the positive outlook of your entire life will be beautiful if you think positively, subhanallah. And walhamdulillah, my beloved brothers and sisters, if you think positively, if you think positive, what happens and why? As I said, these, you know, reasons. And over and above, the essence of being positive, it springs from the teachings of Islam. You see, Islam being the perfect, complete, balanced, and beautiful and practical way of life, it teaches us lessons, it teaches us tips, it teaches us practical methods, how you can be a positive thinker, which will lead you to positive living. So you begin with positive thinking and you end up with positive living. And subhanallah, those people who think positive, who live positive, they end also, inshallah, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, will be positive, will be a good ending, inshallah. So Islam provides the guidelines so beautifully constructed in when it comes to positive thinking. The need is to dive in deeply, think and find solutions in Islam. My beloved brothers and sisters, as we know, Islam provides the understanding of displaying or fulfilling the rights of two parties, the rights of the creator and the rights of the creation. So the rights of the creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we need to fulfill through our iman, our ibadah, and so on and so forth. We need to fulfill the rights of the creation. And that is also ibadah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by fulfilling their rights. So subhanallah, we need to understand the fact that Islam gives total guidance which starts from the positive thinking about the creator himself. So what we need to realize and understand is, number one, we need to keep this pointer very clear that our creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is extremely positive and He teaches us to be positive. Allahu Akbar. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah said, which means it's a hadith Qudsi, Ana 'inda dhanni 'abdi bi. Look at this hadith, subhanallah. The statement is so powerful, and I want you to register this in your mind, and I want you to picture your imagination, the impression of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be very clear. It should be crystal clear. Allah says, Ana 'inda dhanni 'abdi bi. I am as my servants think of me. So what do you think of Allah? How do you think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You see, a lot of people, when they get into problems, when they have calamities, when they face challenges, be it loss of life, loss of health, loss of beloved ones, loss of wealth, loss of anything for that matter. When they lose anything, that's when your actual state or the impression or the expectation or the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clearly reflected. Are you following? When you and I are in difficult phase, When we lose any beloved one, when we lose any beloved thing, that's when our real iman is tested. And at that time, we need to ensure that we have to have good opinion about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we don't have good opinion of Allah, then we'll be doomed, subhanallah. And this is what we are seeing. There are people around us, subhanallah, who complain, Allah, why did you put me in this situation? Why this calamity for me? Why did I lose my beloved one? Why did I lose my job? I pray, I make dua, I'm a good believer. Why me? So this question to Allah is actually not sensible. You need to think good of Allah. And if you think good of Allah, the good will happen to you. That's what Allah says. Ana inda dhanni abdi bi. I am as my servant thinks of me. So keep good thinking, positive thinking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have really, really high hopes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People who do not have a strong belief in Allah, they actually lose faith. As a result, they lose hope. As a result, they prevent themselves from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you see the loss. The loss is extremely high. The loss is extremely high where they lose the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. My beloved brothers and sisters, the need is to have good thinking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our lives. And this should be real. It should be genuine. It should be authentic. So much so that whenever anything happens, say and believe in your heart that this perhaps must be good for good thing, inshallah. You and I do not control these circumstances. It is all by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the one who has the power over all things. So rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and think good of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You and I cannot comprehend the whole picture. We might see certain dots here and there, but Allah Rabbul Izzah, He is Allamul Ghuyub. He is the knower of unseen. He is the one who has the knowledge of everything. So He knows what you and I don't know. So my beloved brothers and sisters, we need to have very, very strong, positive hopes in thinking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when it comes to hope, you know, subhanallah, Allah Rabbul Izzah, He calls out to us in the Quran and says, in the Quran, Allah Rabbul Izzah, He calls out and says, Ya ibadi, O my slaves, oh my worshippers, you know, this belongingness which is shown by Allah encompasses of the mercy, of the compassion, of the care, of the value that He gives to you and me. He shows that belongingness, subhanallah. Ya ibadi, alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim, la taqnatu min rahmatillah. Those who have transgressed themselves, the sinners are being addressed here. Those who transgress themselves. Because remember, when you and I do sin, it's we who will be harmed. Allah is not going to be affected at any point. Subhanallah. You and me, we all will be affected if we commit mistakes, sins, or anything of evil nature. Right? So we need to understand that Allah Rabbul Izzah shows the hope. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, my beloved brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the powerful tool of dua to connect with Him. And this is something which is so positive in itself. Whenever you think that you're lost and you lost hopes from everyone, where will you go? To Allah Rabbul Izzah. And when you go to Allah, you rely on Allah. You are convinced that Allah, Rabbul Izzah, is extremely merciful. Allah, Rabbul Izzah, is extremely kind. Allah, Rabbul Izzah, is extremely powerful. You and I will anyways Inkar, positive energy, right? Because you will gain the strength from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the source of all strengths. So Allah Rabbul Izzah plays extremely important role in your and my life. My beloved brothers and sisters, if you and I want to gain positive thinking, Islam starts with this notion of believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and have high hopes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this gets into action when you and I know Allah. When you and I know that Allah is Ar-Rahman, He is Ar-Rahim, He is Al-Latif, He is Al-Khabir, He is the one who is Al-Latif, He is the one who is Al-Jabbar, He is the one who is Al-Qadir, He is the one who is Al-Wadud, He loves you, He has mercy for you. But you and I, perhaps in situations where we get panic and we don't know what to do, we can't even face those situations and we start complaining, not knowing full well that that thing perhaps might be good for you, but you and I are unaware. And that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Baqarah, that perhaps there might be a thing which you like it, but that's not good for you. And there might be a thing which is good for you, but you don't like it. So Allah knows, you and I, we don't know. So rely on Allah. Have good hopes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all condition, at all situation. And that's the number one powerful formula of positive thinking. That's number one. Islam, through Islam, we are blessed with, subhanallah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who also was extremely positive in his entire lifestyle. He was so positive, so nice to his enemies, that we are not even, you know, that level with our own beloved ones, with our own family members. The way he was positive with the enemy, we're not even positive with our own family members. Allahu Akbar. So the need is to learn the wisdom and the formula from the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who taught us how to live positively, how to think positively. So for example, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, think good of your, you know, of Allah, number one, definitely, that husnul dhan, and have husnul dhan for your brother or your sister or your family member or anyone. Have good thinking at any person, subhanallah, and keep this thinking as a default thinking. Think good. If you think good, you feel good. When you feel good, you do good. When you do good, you will even speak good, inshallah, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was the rahmatul alameen. He was the mercy for the entire creation. So each life, each facet of the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam actually reflects the positivity throughout his life, subhanallah. Also, through Islam, we are blessed with the Quran, which is the most positive book in the entire world. Allahu Akbar. How much you and I should be connected with it when we know, when we believe that this Quran is the most positive book in the world. Why? Because it is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It provides the positivity to the max, to the level that you and I can absolutely come out very well in performing positive thinking, as well as live positive living, inshallah. So Quran is extremely important in our lives, my beloved brothers and sisters. And Islam as a whole, it's a total way of life that provides guidance for our positive living. You see, subhanallah, I call it as daily doses of positive thinking. I call it as daily doses of positive thinking. And this is something which we need to realize, that the moment we get up, the positive morning, Allahu Akbar, the positive morning, it starts with Alhamdulillah, Hilladhi Ahyana Ba'dama Amatana Wa Ilayhin Nushur. It starts with that gratitude, with this thanksgiving, with this powerful, energy, subhanAllah, it starts with this positive vibe. So it's a positive morning. And then we have a positive afternoon. We have a positive evening. We have a positive night. So the whole day should be surrounded with the positive words that you speak. My beloved brothers and sisters, let's take a moment on this pointer. What we utter cannot be taken back. Be choosy, be conscious of what you speak. Your one word can actually destroy and harm your and my relationship forever, subhanAllah. So be choosy, be selective, be very clear with your words. Use positive words. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, speak good or remain silent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, speak to the people in the best possible manner. Allahu Akbar. You need to, have that positive words from your mouth. You need to have the positive feelings for others. Feelings for others. You need to have positive thoughts about others. You need to have positive actions. Whatever you do must be positive, not negative. It should be constructive. What you react, how you react should also be positive. Because when we encounter any situation, we have two choices. To react in a positive way or to react in a negative way. The choice is ours. The result for the positive is positive. Alhamdulillah. The result of negativism is always destructive, and it will take us away from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My beloved brothers and sisters, the way we need to formulate our day, every single day, should be surrounded with the positive slogans. Alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, subhanallah, Allahu Akbar, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. These are the positive slogans. When you say Alhamdulillah, you are praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you say La ilaha illallah, you're declaring that you and I are weak. Allah is the one who is the powerful one. He takes you under His care. When you say La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, you submit your weaknesses. You acknowledge that you are not capable of controlling things. I need, the entire creation needs the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that will give you positive energy. My beloved brothers and sisters, you need to have these slogans across and around the day, and these slogans, these positive slogans, it will program your mind to act, to think, to do, to speak, to feel, to experience that which is positive, inshallah. I would like to end by mentioning these, and we'll basically take Q&A, inshallah. Some questions I'm sure you might be having. I would like to, share with you five B's. B-E. Five B's to be positive, right? And this could be a takeaway from this session, inshallah. Number one, be a believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and believe in yourself, subhanallah. When you are a believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we already discussed, you will be on a very high position of optimism. And when you believe yourself, meaning that you have your self-worth, you have your self-esteem, you have your self-respect, so you do not violate your integrity at the expense of others. And that doesn't mean that you humiliate others. That's not what we mean. We mean that self-worth, you are valuable and you feel that you're valuable. Walhamdulillah. So believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and believe in yourself. That's number one. Be grateful. So number one is be a believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and believe yourself. Number two, be grateful. Allah Rabbul Izzah, He says, La in shakartum la azidannakum. If you are grateful, I will increase. Amazing positive way of looking at things. Be appreciative for small or big things in life. Say thanks to people. When you have that, you will release the positive energy. You know, people who are arrogant, people who are proud of their things, and they celebrate their pride, a'udhu billah, they actually don't thank people much. So you need to be grateful and you need to understand that you have to focus on the favors. You need to focus on the blessings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تَحْسُوهَا. If you and I were to count the blessings, we will never be able to count them. So the positive people, be grateful. Number two. Number three, be patient, right? If you are not patient, you can never be positive. Because positivity demands patience as a prize for you and I to think, to feel, to say, to act, and to react as well. So be patient, inshallah, because Allah will be with you. Inna Allaha ma'a sabirin, right? Be highly hopeful, meaning you need to have that high hopes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and also in the people. You know, have good thinking, as we said. Be good. You know, expect good from people, subhanallah, not bad or not harm. And number five, be considerate, be kind, be forgiving, be, you know, excuse people. Those people who have rough heart, they can never, ever be positive in thinking. Leave aside living, they cannot be positive in thinking. So be positive, be considerate, be kind, be humble, you know, be merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have mercy on those who have mercy on others. Allah is kind to those who are kind to others. Allah helps those who help others, subhanallah. So you be considerate. So be a believer, be grateful, be patient, be highly, hopeful, and be considerate. When you have these B's, inshallah, in your life, you will be positive, inshallah. And you need to also avoid five things and five kinds of people if you want to be positive. Because obviously, when we move on in our lives, we will definitely encounter those people or those activities or those traits that are negative. What are they? Caution yourself. You need to have that alarm factor. When you see these qualities in you or in others, just move away. Distance yourself, inshallah. And number one is avoid envy and jealousy. This will ruin your positivity. Remember this. Avoid envy and jealousy. This will ruin, violate, destroy your positivity. So avoid it. Avoid ego. This again is something which is so negative in nature, because pride belongs to only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not to the creation, right? We don't have anything to be proud of. So avoid ego. Number three, avoid being judgmental. We know we are too hasty in our in our decisions. We conclude things very quickly. Anything that we see in our family, in our relation, in our jobs, in our thing, you know, our interactions, we want to conclude immediately. Don't do that. Avoid being judgmental, right? Don't conclude so quickly. Evaluate. Give time to time, inshallah. So, and avoid hatred and enmity. This again is a spoiler of positivity. So these are things which develops negativity and negative people. Also avoid three C's: complaining, competition, and comparison. Competition, comparison, and complaining. Avoid these qualities and avoid these kind of people around you if you and I want to be positive in our lives, inshallah. In summary, my beloved brothers and sisters, busy yourself with positive thinking, with positive things in your life, so much so that your mind does not have any space for negativity or negative thoughts. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring peace and ease in everybody's life. We know that we are facing and we are going through a very disturbing times in different aspects of it. We ask Allah Rabbul Izzah to ease our situations and to help us and to give us strength and stability and the firmness in believing in Him in all times, at all situations, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the ability to deal with each other in a kind, respectful, and benevolent manner so that we can uphold ties and relations, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to join our hearts together for the sake of Allah. We ask Allah Rabbul Izzah to mend the relations of those people who are cut off because of this negativity that comes from shaitan. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help, you know, develop us in a way that is pleasing to Him. Help us to live in a way that is pleasing to Him, and help us to depart from this world which is pleasing to Him. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless each one of us and have mercy on us and help us to be in the highest levels of Jannah, witnessing the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the highest, you know, positive vision, inshallah, being in the company of the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and living those beautiful moments forever, inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Jazakallahu khairan Sheikh for such a wonderful and enlightening session. Subhanallah. The daily doses of positivity. I think, inshallah, if we get connected to you on a regular basis, we will get vaccinated and then daily doses won't be required anymore. Inshallah, inshallah. Sheikh, we have a few questions. So, inshallah, we'll start with the Q&A session.
Bismillah.
Bismillah. Okay. The first question. What to do when you come to know that people are lying to you and you're not brave enough to directly ask them about it?
Right. In these situations, you need to understand, subhanAllah, we are living in a period, in a time where we, the whole world, every one of us are, into a fear of virus. So you need to understand, I need to understand that there is a virus that is there inside the people, the virus of negativity, which is spreading across, the virus of lying, the virus of envy, the virus of hatred, the virus of ego, the virus of jealousy. All these are existing viruses since time immemorial. We need to be worried about this as well and take measures to deal with it. The lying thing, you know, people who are lying in front of you, and you know that they are lying, what you need to do is you need to keep the relations with those kind of people in a very subtle way, you know, kind of distance from those kind of people. Don't totally cut off from those people, but try to keep them on a silent mode, as we say. You know, when you don't want disturbance in your life through your mobile, what do? You don't keep it, you know, on a profile mode, or you don't keep it on even on a vibration mode. You keep it on a silent mode. So you keep those kind of relations with silent. You don't switch off the phone. This, the similar way, you don't switch off the relationship with those people, but you keep it on a silent mode. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He instructs us, O you who believe, be with those who are sadiqeen, who are truthful, who are the people who speak the truth, and they prevent and protect themselves from lying. And subhanallah, lying is desperate or deliberate lying is one of the 70 major sins, is in the list of 70 major sins. So you can counsel as much as you can within your limits, but if you see that those boundaries that you can't actually, you know, cross and counsel those people, then the best way is to put them in a silent mode and move on in your life, inshallah.
Jazakallah khairan Sheikh. That's where it is. No confrontation, but a silent mode. Alhamdulillah. Sheikh, the next question is, can negative thinking lead to low self-esteem? And how does one deal with it?
Right. Negativity, it actually leads to low self-esteem, because what happens is when you are not positive about yourself, when you don't value yourself, when you do not have your own self-worth, when you do not respect your integrity, when you do not have the momentum with yourself, when you do not love yourself, How do you think that you will be loved by others? Subhanallah. So definitely this negativity, it affects your total personality. And self-esteem is one of the areas that it actually affects. So subhanallah, that is the reason we say we are repeatedly reminded by Allah and His Messenger to be positive, to avoid negativity, even about yourself. As I mentioned, be a believer in yourself. Believe that you are a good person, inshallah. Yes, you and I err, we mistake, we commit sins, we do this and that, but we also repent sincerely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So no one has the right to judge me or you, based on, what they think. So you cannot be defined by them. You have to be defined by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's where you actually try to raise up your own status, not humiliating or insulting or looking down upon people. Rather, you increase your level, your status within yourself, inshallah. And that's where a solution also lies, that you need to respect yourself. You need to love yourself. You need to give worth to yourself, inshallah. And that is the outcome of positivity. When you are a positive thinker, obviously you want to carry yourself in a positive way, inshallah. And that's where you will give self-esteem as well, inshallah.
Jazakallah khairan, Sheikh, for that comprehensive answer. Brothers and sisters, please do post your questions here in the chat. This is your time to post the questions. We take the next question. Sheikh, can you please suggest some dua while trying to stay positive when going through tough times in life?
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he taught this, and this is so powerful. It is so easy. Every one of us knows, but it needs to be uttered in a way which is absolutely sincere, with utmost conviction, with total submission. You just say, La ilaha illallah. That's it. When you declare that there is no ilah other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you declare and you confessed that all power belongs to Allah. Mercy comes only from Allah. Forgiveness comes only from Allah. Majesty only for Allah. Pride only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you repeatedly say this, wallahi, my beloved brothers and sisters, you will experience the faith. The level of faith will increase. It empowers your energy and it gives you that positive energy to live up to a status where Allah Rabbul Izzah will be pleased with you. So you can repeatedly say this, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. Subhanallah, my beloved brothers and sisters, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, Qulu la ilaha illallah tuflihu. Those who say La ilaha illallah, they are successful. They succeeded, subhanallah. So when Allah can give Jannah to you and me, based on this La ilaha illallah, what are these affairs? Allah will anyways take you out from these, inshallah. So keep on saying La ilaha illallah. At the same time, you can also increase the supplication. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Hasbi Allahu ni'mal wakeel. Inna Allaha ala kulli shayin qadeer. You know, these are the sifat of Allah Rabbul Izzah, which are very powerful. They are magnificent and very powerful. It has that power, that magnitude within it, that it will take you out from any and every kind of situation, inshallah. So these are the adhkar which are so simple on our tongue and so powerful, inshallah. This will help you out and help us all out, inshallah, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala.
Jazakallah khairan, Sheikh. Inshallah, we all will surely memorize those adhkar and make sure that we repeatedly use them in our day-to-day lives. May I request the brothers and sisters who are posing the questions to please also mention the country from where you are. So that will also ease us for the Sheikh to answer the way to post his answer. Next question, Sheikh. What do I do for the staff who is so ill-mannered but not even willing to change?
Right. So change is either in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or within those people, within us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيْرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيْرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah does not change the condition of the people or the person unless they or he themselves change, right? So the change has to begin within. And if you see, after giving so many options and nasiha, guidance, advices, that person is not, you know, getting changed. The change can actually happen with two ways. And subhanAllah, Islam has also prescribed this method, you know, bashiran wa nadhiran, right? So you have good ways, which means you advise, you counsel, and if that doesn't settle things right, then you give warnings as well. Disciplinary warnings. These warnings are also, you know, helpful. And in fact, these warnings are for the betterment of the environment and for that person as well. Because obviously, mannerism is something which is of high level in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, you know, the heaviest thing on the scales on the Day of Judgment is the good akhlaq, is the good character. And he said something so powerful. He said, the nearest to me and the dearest to me. He said, the nearest, meaning who will be near to him, and the dearest, meaning the beloved one, to me will be the person on the Day of Judgment who has good character. So mannerism is something which is so supreme, subhanAllah. So when you tried all ways, you know, advises, you know, start giving warnings as well. Even if after warnings, that person is not getting settled, then as an employer, you have the right to, you know, terminate someone because you don't want to, obviously, you know, spoil the entire office or the environment of the office because of that one person, subhanAllah. So you need to take them out and you know, keep the environment healthy and with full of mannerism, inshallah.
Jazakallah khairan, Sheikh. Sheikh, next question. A sister from India. Due to my negative thoughts, I'm not developing much interest in any activity. How am I supposed to deal with it?
Right. You need to understand this formula. Learn to unlearn. You know, our mind, as I said, have thousands of thoughts. And perhaps thousands of, probably millions of thoughts have already stored in our subconscious mind. You need to clean your mind. I need to clean my mind in order to fill something. As I said, our mind is an engine, is a container. Whatever you feed in it will reflect in the similar fashion. So you and I have to sometimes learn to unlearn, meaning you need to remove, evacuate those negative thoughts, those negative, you know, pointers. And one of the key things, you know, why people cannot come out of negativity is because they want to live in the past. This is something which, wallahi, is so disturbing to positive thinking. They want to live in the past. They don't want to live today. They don't want to live for the future. They live for the past. They live in the past. So they keep things repeating again and again. You know, you have done this to me, you have done that to me, 5 years back, 10 years back, 2 years back, one day back. So this is a virus, wallahi. This is a virus that is actually capturing your mind, and this is Satan's work. Totally. No doubt about it. This is Satan's work. Don't be his victim. First and foremost, ask Allah Rabbul Izzah his help. Allah says in the Quran, in Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, and number 43, وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. Seek the help and support from Allah through patience and prayer. These are the two tools given by Allah Almighty as a prescription, as a recipe to deal with any virus, to deal with any problem, to deal with any situation. Sabr and Salah. Sabr and Salah. And Sabr demands you throw out all that is stored negatively, that is affecting you, in your life. And it is not a click of a game. No. It doesn't happen just of a second. No. It cannot. It's unnatural to for me to say this and for you to do this. It's a process. So you pour in time and again and again, good thoughts, good thinking, positive, thinking. Surround yourself with positive people, constructive people who don't look down upon people, who encourage and motivate. Look out those people who are the source of upliftment and not the source of downfall. So when you pour in lot of positive thoughts in your mind, those negative thoughts which are stored, they will be overpowered by these positive thoughts, inshallah. And inshallah, sooner or later, you will feel better. You will feel accomplished. You will have the sense of achievement because you took that one step of seeking the help of Allah, and you took the second step of acting on the way of Allah, and you took the third step, that is cleansing, purifying your mind. When you are in a submissive state, and that's what Allah wants. Muslim means the one who submits to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one who submits to Allah is a pure person. His thoughts are pure. His intentions are pure. His heart is pure. His life is pure. His speech is pure. His actions are pure. And his total life is based on purity. Subhanallah. And Allah loves purity. So you need to learn to unlearn, meaning you remove those negative thoughts. And as I said, the strategy is you slowly but surely pour in positive thoughts, positive, surround yourself with positive people. Inshallah, I am sure and certain and believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the best source of help, inshallah.
Jazakallahu khairan, Shaykh. That was summed up in a beautiful ayah. Wasta'inu bis sabri wa salah. Jazakallahu khair. The next question, Shaykh, is with the current pandemic situation, how to deal with today's virus crisis? Should we stay fearless and be careful at the same time in terms of keeping precautions? So how to keep positivity in this entire negative issues?
Right. Subhanallah, you see, we all are in a state of fear. And subhanAllah, this should not be the reality. This should not be the actual state that we should be. We should fear only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as we explained in our previous sessions, fearing Allah takes you closer to Allah, not distance you away from Allah. It takes you closer to Allah. That's the beauty of the fear of Allah. We should not fear anything and anyone in the world except Allah Azza wa Jal. Now, when it comes to coronavirus, COVID-19, definitely it has disturbed the lives of millions of people. It actually took up the lives of many beloved ones. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them patience, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of us protection. As we know, in Islam, we learn that every cure has a dawa, has a cure. Every disease has a cure. So, we know the cure lies in the hands of Allah, and obviously it will be discovered by the people. So until we find clarity in terms of having proper medication, which can combat, inshallah, by the will of Allah, Rabbul Izzah, this virus, definitely we need to take protection. At the same time, we don't have to believe in the and trust in the precaution. We don't have to trust in our mask. We don't have to have trust in our gloves or in our, face shield. We have to trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why do we do this? Because it's a part of a preparation. Because sometimes, even after putting all protection, even after wearing absolute protection, a person might, get into this virus, subhanallah, might be affected with the coronavirus. So we don't rely on the asbab. We rely on Allah Rabbul Izzah, who provided that asbab. So we need to be, upbeat. We need to be positive that inshallah, as Allah Rabbul Izzah, he says, فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. Alongside with every hardship is what? Ease. The difficulties will not last forever. The bounties will not last forever. The only one who will last forever is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rely on Him. Live your life in a way that is with protection, with proper care, and at the same time, don't fear so much that your fear, the fear of corona, at the expense of the fear of Allah. Na'udhu billah. So you should always keep the balance in life, and that will help us, inshallah. And as I said, we have to be also worried about the viruses of envy, ego, enmity, hatred, jealousy, pride, and all those viruses which are existing in our lives and which we do not take measures of. Subhanallah, and the virus of shirk, the virus of bid'ah, the virus of dalala, the virus of all these, things which will eventually land up in the hellfire. Subhanallah. So we need to think in that way and have that broader. As I said at the beginning of this webinar, our positive thinking does not limit here. We have a bigger goal and we have a bigger thoughts. We have a bigger, vision, inshallah. And that is Jannatul Firdaus Al-A'la. That is the way we need to think, inshallah. One day or the other, we will overcome this. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to ease all situations.
Jazakallah khairan, Sheikh. Indeed, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard all of us from this virus and may we take the right asbab. The next question, Sheikh, is how to prevent ourselves from being a victim of the evil eye, which is a huge factor that brings negativity, self-esteem and depression.
Absolutely. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us deen, as I said. And with these deen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not just show us what to do, but He also, through the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, demonstrated practically how to do. So, as Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, he says, if you want to understand Islam, understand by two questions. Man ta'bud wa kayfa ta'bud. Whom you should worship, that is Allah, and how you should worship, that is through Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, meaning His way, right? So now, what we need to realize and do is we need to be very, very clear in what we want to do in our lives, and this is something which has to be done in a positive way, and we should always take precautions when it comes to evil eye. The first precaution is obviously the azkar of the morning and the evening. Many of us take it for granted. We don't do so, and after getting into a problem, then we realize and then we try to find the solution. We are living actually a very reactionary life. The bulk of the ummah, are living a very reactive life. We need to live proactive life. Proactive life is what is prescribed in Islam. What is proactive, prescription? You have to, number one, be in the care of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through what? Through the azkar of the morning and the evening. And there are certain du'as that you can actually, perform, which are prescribed in the Quran and the Sunnah. Some of the common ones being Surah Al-Fatiha, the last two surahs, Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbin Bil Falaq and An-Nas. These are the surahs. Ayat Al-Kursi is a powerful way of protecting yourself, and a few others, du'as which are prescribed by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So through du'a you seek protection, number one, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, do not exhibit your things and your loved ones publicly. We are living in a social media where every now and then we want to show what we have. We don't know that there might be someone who would definitely, look at an evil eye and that will, collapse you. Subhanallah. So we need to be very conscious. We need to be very calculative with whom we want to, exhibit our beloved ones and things. So try to, keep your things, your life as private as possible, unless there is a need to do so. So by doing these two things, inshallah, you will be protected. But one thing which I would like to also remind is even after sometimes making du'as and, you know, doing all sort of things, we might get into a situation of evil eye. Understand that this could be a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A test for yourself, a test for your family, a test for your beloved ones. So, obviously, we have to take our measures as prescribed by Allah Rabbul Izzah. And when we get into certain trials and tests, we need to be patient. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, strange is the matter, amazing is the matter of a believer. When he gets a blessing, he is grateful. And when he is into tough times, he is patient. And both the things is good for him. May Allah Rabbul Izzah help us all, help our family, help our children from being, a victim of these evil eyes, inshallah.
Jazakallah khairan, Sheikh, for that comprehensive answer. May Allah protect all of us from the evil eye. Next question, Sheikh, is from a sister. She's from Kuwait. The question is, what to do if one's husband is the greatest criticizer of the wife? The wife feels negative due to this.
Right. Now, definitely, as we say that you are defined, or you can be defined by the people whom you live with, subhanallah. And these are the relations which are so sensitive in nature that you can't even, separate yourself. You are in a very tough situation. So at the outset, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to ease your matter. Primarily, dear sister, what you need to do is, as the Quran gives us the formula, اِضْفَعْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَن. Repel the bad or the evil with that which is good. And Allah Rabbul Izzah gives a very, very powerful outcome of this. Allah Rabbul Izzah, he says, when the enemy, you will find that he will be turned into what? Into your close friend. Allahu Akbar. So when you try to do good as opposed to evil, or when you face evil, or when you face criticism, when you do good towards that bad, Allah Rabbul Izzah, he promises that he will turn a person from an enemy to your close friend. So this is one. So you repel the bad with that which is good. That's number one. Number two, you need to understand, why is he doing so? Is he a victim of circumstances? Is he a person who is surrounded by such kind of people who are negative, who are critics in nature? Because there are certain people who want to just criticize, with absolute clarity, clean thing, they will try to find faults. And this is a sign of a negativity. For example, if I take a glass of water, which is half glass of water, the negative person will respond to me what? If I ask him how much amount of glass of water is there, he will say the half glass is empty. But the positive person will say half glass of water is full. So it's about perspective, right? As I said, you are what you think you are. So that kind of a person might be a victim of circumstances. Maybe he's surrounded by negative people. Maybe he's surrounded by those people who are critics. Maybe he's surrounded by evil people, perhaps. We don't know. Allah knows best. So try to find and investigate what is the cause of this negativism, this critics. Why is it so? Is it something, subhanallah, sometimes it comes from the family itself, because of the upbringing of such kind of people, they exhibit the same character, after marriage as well. The most important, the third tip which I would like to give, is the most important is make dua for your husband. Make dua for your husband. And the most powerful time to make dua is the last part of the night, where Allah Azza wa Jal comes to the lowest part of the heaven and calls out, is there anyone to seek help? I will help. Is anyone wants anything? I will give. So make dua. Dua is a very powerful way. It is a clear demonstration of a person who is weak, who submits to the one who is the most powerful one. So you can make dua. The hearts of the people are in the hands of Allah, are in the fingers of Allah. He can change them any moment. So number one, repel the the bad with that which is good. Number two, find out and take certain measures so that he doesn't surround with such kind of people. And three, make dua. Inshallah, Allah will help you as well, others who are in a similar situation.
Ameen, ya Sheikh. May Allah ease the affair. Ameen. Sheikh, this question, is it a good approach or prescribed in Islam to stay with sabr and shukr all through life consistently, despite the situation we face?
Well, absolutely, because this is a formula which was practiced and preached. This was the lifestyle which was practiced and preached. And as we see success stories of those successful people in every field, in all fields put together, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we know that he was appointed, assigned by Allah as an exemplary example for all of us throughout our lives until eternity. He practiced that and he found results. He preached that and people found results. So throughout our lives, definitely this is a strategy that we need to have, and this is a way forward. You know, if you don't, you know, have patience, what are you going to do? You will get into depression, you will get lose hope, you will get distressed, you will be a victim of anxiety, you will lose faith, you will lose relations, you will lose everything if you don't have sabr. Mind it. So this is a practical quality that you and I have to obtain if you want to live a positive life. Similarly, shukr increases in everything. As I said, la in shakartum la zidannakum. If you and I are grateful, Allah says, Allah promises he will increase. So subhanallah, we have to be surrounded with these two qualities all through our lives in order to be positive inshallah in our lives.
Jazakallah khairan, Sheikh. May Allah grant us sabr and shukr to all of us. Ameen. Sheikh, the next question is from a brother, Tamil Nadu in India. Tell me the issues involved to person who is threatening his family that he is going to die. What to do? I presume it is the case of suicide or something. Like he's threatening that he will suicide. I think so.
Tell me the issues involved to person who is threatening his family that he is going to die.
Gonna die.
Okay, all right. Suicidal thoughts, it comes from shaitan. That person needs to be immediately consulted to an expert, perhaps a counselor who can help him find out why these thoughts are coming into his mind. He needs to immediately meet a person who has the knowledge of the deen and also a little bit of the dynamics of how psychology works. So if he is consulted, inshallah, he'll be able to diagnose. He'll be able to find out what problems are going through. You know, committing suicide, subhanallah, it's one of the major sins as well. And subhanallah, this is done by those people who are hopeless, those people who are depressed, those people who live in anxiety and who wants to remain in anxiety. And as I said, it has nothing to do with the material a person who might have riches, who might have everything possible, still he wants to commit suicide. And we see, in the world today where people commit suicide, although they have so many things in their lives. So this person has to be consulted to the expert and as an immediate, step. And two, he needs to be given positive outlook by the family members, because the family is living day in and day out with that person. So that person should not be left alone inside the home because of these threats. Maybe out of his mind, he might commit that which is not at all desirable in Islam. So you don't leave him alone. Immediately consult him to an expert who understands the dynamism of how to deal with such issues. And obviously you can pray. Perhaps it could be a spiritual issue which can be catered and which can be resolved through du'as, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help him and protect him and to bring him out of this miserable position or situation, inshallah.
Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. May May Allah guide him. Sheikh, generally when we talk in terms of positivity, how does one deal with people who always respond negatively to whatever positive ways you want to deal with them? So like it always negativity comes back to you. So how to deal in these kind of situations?
Right. You need to differentiate. I mean, it's very relative, actually speaking. You know, if the person who is reacting and responding in this way is someone who is very close to you, meaning your own parents or your own spouse or your own children, where you can't avoid to be separated with them, you need to deal these kind of people differently than those people whom you meet once and a while, where it's easy for you to just keep the relation, as I said, on silent mode and let them live their lives, and you live your own life. So when it comes to your immediate family members who react in this way, you need to make sure that you deal with it very sensible and in a very respectful manner. Because a lot of times what happens is, when we deal with the problem, we hit the person. You know, that should not be the way. We hit the person and as a result, we lose that person. So the ideal way is you need to hit the problem, not the person. So when you hit the problem, you're talking about the quality that is disturbing in that person. And that quality can be changed, inshallah. That person can improve. That person can remove that quality, or at least he can not behave in that way with you or with the closed ones, inshallah. So it is very relative to deal with the family members and the outside people. The approach will always be the same, where you fundamentally make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and deal in a respectful manner, especially when it comes to elders. And we have to be really mindful and don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while dealing with certain situations. You know, we all are there to perform in this test. Test might differ, but test is there for sure. So take it as a test and gain taqwa of Allah Rabbul Izzah. That will help you to come out of any problem and issue in life, and keep on monitoring those people, because sometimes they might be negatively hit by a situation or a circumstance. When you deal that situation, that circumstance, perhaps there is a bad feeling about you, perhaps there's a negative or wrong image that is registered in their minds because of which this reaction is coming. So try to find out in a deeper way, dig more details and see what's going on inside. And counseling is one of the powerful mediums. Talk to people, communicate with people. This is a very powerful way of establishing the ground or the foundations for positive thinking, inshallah. And Allah knows best.
Jazakallah khairan, Sheikh. Sheikh, there is a last question which we'll take now. The question is from Kuwait. How to keep positivity during the time when your close relatives get affected with this pandemic? Has this keeps you disturbed?
Right. As I said, the formula remains the same. Whether it is your close relative or you yourself, you need to be patient. You need to be a person who prays Allah Rabbul Izzah to protect people. Or if they are already affected, then they need to be cured. Ask for the cure from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Keep praying to Allah Rabbul Izzah to help and cure those people. And the most important thing is the positive people, they do have problems. The positive people, they do have challenges. The positive people may get into or will get into trials and tests. The need is the positive people will take out the positive from that negative. How? One of the key formula that we learn from the Quran and the Sunnah as a whole from Islam is that we have to think that maybe that person might get something more worse than this pandemic. That would be very, very difficult or very a bad situation. Perhaps this pandemic, he will come out of it or she will come out of it, inshallah, by the will and the mercy of Allah. But who knows if he would have been affected by something which is so chronical, so deep down, which can actually risk the entire life for sure, then what would be the situation? So you think that, you know, maybe this is a lesser loss when it compares to a bigger loss that might have happened. But alhamdulillah, that didn't happen. Only this happened. And inshallah, what had happened also will be removed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is how you actually trigger your positive mindset. You take the positive from the negative. A person is in the pandemic. You think that this is maybe lesser, maybe something more worse might have happened to him if this was not happened. So alhamdulillah, Allah gave him disease, and inshallah he will come out of it, and that's how you actually need to move on. So as I said, be a positive person is the one who moves on in his life. He doesn't stop, he doesn't restrict, he doesn't lose hope. He moves on and he finds alternatives and he keeps on relying on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah.
Jazakallahu khairan, Sheikh. Sheikh, just one question has come in. If you have time, can we take that one last question, Sheikh?
Sure, inshallah.
Okay. The cousin's child inflicted by jinn, how could he brought to positive track of good akhlaq and cure from evil towards Atiullah and Atiur Rasul, because literally trapped from all sides, they reside in India.
Cousin's child infected by jinn, how could he be brought? So as we said, you know, there is a ruqya shari'iyya. The ruqya, the cure, inshallah, from the sharia, from the Quran, as Allah Rabbul Izzah, he says, وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ, meaning cure for the believer is there for any disease, any problem. The Quran is a cure for every one of us. So if a person is affected by the jinn, he's possessed by the jinn, afflicted by this pain, this trial, this test, he has to be cured through the Quran and according to the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You can't expect a person who is already infected to perform something which is desirable in Islam. You need to first, as we say, you know, if you have a glass which is dirty, you can't pour in pure water in it. First, you need to remove the dirt from that glass and then pour the water. So similarly, you need to deal with this problem first and then preach to people so that inshallah you will find results in a practical way. So deal with the first problem, which is the problem that he is inflicted in. Deal it with the Quran and the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Don't lose hope. Make sure that you find the right way, the right methodology of curing this by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by those people who are muttaqi, who are conscious of Allah, who are an expert in this field and who are specialized in dealing with these kind of problems. And then inshallah, you can preach and you can advise, you can give nasiha for the good akhlaq. Inshallah, again, we all are tested in different ways, subhanallah. The way you are tested, I'm not tested. The way I'm tested, I'm being tested, you are not tested. So we all are tested for sure. So again, as we said, this life is a part of test. All these things are a part of and parcel of life. We need to be hopeful, inshallah. And this is just not words, mind you, my beloved brothers and my beloved sisters. These are not words. These are the language of insight, which comes from the faith-based values that results and springs from the Quran and the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when we say be hopeful, it's just not a word. There is a lot of action that needs and demands from you and me for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So of course, things are not easy. Life is difficult. It has full of challenges. We need to deal with it in a very strong way and back it up with the support of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inshallah, you will be able to overcome with this or any such problems or situations, inshallah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once again to ease the situations of everyone and to grant peace in our lives and give us the highest level of Jannah, inshallah. That is the ultimate triumph. That is the ultimate position that we want to be, inshallah, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala.
Jazakallahu khairan, Shaykh, for such a wonderful and enlightening session. This was indeed a wonderful topic, how to keep positive. And I'm sure all of us have taken notes of the 5 B's, the 3 C's, and how to get a daily doses of positivity. Alhamdulillah, Shaykh, once again, I need to remind all of us that how we need to be positive. Wasta'inu bis sabri wa salah. These are wonderful formulas which you have shared with us today, that how to remain positive in our lives. And maybe we all will have different challenges, but how shall we deal with our challenges? That's important. And I'm sure all of us have learned immensely from you. You have always benefited us. May Allah preserve you for the benefit of Umar Sheikh. I mean, and I'm falling short of prayers for you, Sheikh. I'm sure all of us will surely keep you in our prayers, so that we keep receiving this enlightening sessions from you, which will benefit us, inshallah, in this world and the year after. Ameen, Ya Rabbul Alameen. Again, I would also like to thank the audience for being such a wonderful audience. May Allah always keep the spirit of learning and seeking knowledge alive in all of us. May Allah increase us in knowledge. Ameen, Ya Rabbul Alameen. Do keep following our updates on the WhatsApp, and inshallah, we will all see you next week with another interesting topic with our beloved Sheikh, Sheikh Ahmed Hamid. And I leave you in the care of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jazakumullahu khairan wa barakallahu feek. Ameen, Ya Rabbul Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.